Right. The hell.
We talked about him this morning and then found out that he's right here in the area and may, in fact, listen to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who survived the hang gliding crash, this is Chris Gursky. Chris, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Healing up.
So, from what I understand from Gio, you had tweeted this video a couple of days at us, but it went to a handle that doesn't belong to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have loved to have talked to you. I've been following. I heard your interview live with Shepard Smith on Fox News yesterday, and I couldn't believe some of the things I was hearing. When did you know that you weren't hooked?
Well, as soon as we're supposed to run together until right. our feet leave the ground, and then we're flying. But as soon as we left the ground, I dropped pretty quick to my hands. I didn't know if I did something wrong, if you know I needed to be doing something different because I'm supposed to be above the pilot.
Yeah, and, like he's on the bottom, and then you're suspended above him. You're hooked by your back, I would assume.
Yep. And shortly after that, I was like, "This is not good. I'm holding on with my hands for my life."
Now, why didn't you? And this is easier to say now because I'm not there. But why didn't you just let go immediately and drop when it was only like maybe 10, 20 feet?
It looked like it was 10, 20 feet. It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets pretty high pretty fast. You're like, okay, I'm in this.
Yeah.
All right, you went off a hill. I'm looking at it now. Yeah.
By the time I figured it out, it was like, I'm screwed here.
Okay, so I just watched the beginning again. When you go off that hill, the first thing you do is go over that cabin, and you're way above that cabin. So, yeah, now I can understand that. I don't know that I would have had the wrist strength to hold on. I'm fatter than you. So that might have come into play, but I don't know. Even I would have just been like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah,
I would
have gave up. There's a couple points where it looks like you're just holding on with your left hand. Like your right hand is kind of pawing at the guy, and the guy's not really helping out too much. It looks like you're holding all of your body weight with your one arm.
Yeah, I kind of locked into that bar. I'm pretty sure there's a mark in that bar for my hand grabbing on it now. But my right hand I was losing grip with my right hand because we were blowing in the wind and we're swaying back and forth, and I was just trying to grab onto something else.
There's no way with my one left hand I would have been able to hold on. Now, with the right hand, it looks to me like when you're trying to grab the pilot, hopefully you're saying, if I go, you're coming with me, you son of a bitch, as you go to grab him.
Yeah, well, he was strapped in, so I think he was good.
Now, what is he saying to you as this is happening?
Well, when we first went off and he was, you know, we figured out what was going on, he's just yelling, grab on. He was telling me to grab onto another handle on the left side of his body. And the further we got, you know, I was losing my grip more and more. And by the time we got down to a certain point, he gave his leg out to me and says, here, grab onto my leg. So he can fly in for the landing. So the last few parts is me holding into his pant leg, and my hand was still locked onto that landing gear bar.
If it makes you feel better, you must have been killing his nuts when you grabbed onto his pant leg.
Yeah, that he was getting a pretty good wedgie from his safety harness.
I was going to say, I would have put my hand right through his safety harness right by his groin and said, this is happening.
Yeah.
This is happening.
So you
I
fall.
I still want him to fly.
Yeah, right. You just got to make sure he's healthy. You fall and it's kind of hard to tuck and roll. You break your wrist immediately. It snaps when you hit the ground.
Yeah, my feet actually hit the ground. I was looking down and we came in probably at 45 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And once my feet hit the ground, it just ripped my grip off and I just landed and tumbled and broke my wrist on the impact.
It's unbelievable. So who gets to you? Like, what's the emergency crew? Because there's no radioing. I mean, did you run over to one of those little cabins?
No, the landing gear, or the landing gear, the landing area was just a little bit further up. I mean, he landed actually in a gun range.
Oh. So the good news is he only broke his wrist, but when he stood up, they shot him in the face.
Yeah.
That would have been a story.
Yeah. He came running up to me and, you know, just tried to keep me calm. And I said, you know, I said, I'm fine. I'm calm. I said, my wrist is broken. We need to, you know, get some attention here to this. So we had to walk through the field and climb underneath two electric fences to get to the road, to get to the van so they can take me to the
ER. With a broken wrist.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some wobbly legs and a whole lot of nerves. Was your adrenaline totally taken over at that point?
It was a little bit. I just tried to stay calm the whole time. They said, hop in, let's go to the hospital. And I'm like, I'm not going nowhere until my wife's in this car with me.
Yeah.
She took off before I did.
And they strapped her in, I assume?
Oh, yeah. She had a fantastic flight.
This would be a great way to get rid of my wife, is to not hook her in.
This happened over in... I'm sorry. This happened over in Switzerland. I would have been like, bring me all of your best Swiss chocolate right now.
Yeah.
I broke my wrist. Uh-huh. I need all the chocolate in the country.
I did end up with some chocolate, so it was good.
I heard you say yesterday, Shepard Smith said, will this end in some sort of lawsuit? And you were pretty like, I don't know, whatever, it was an investigation. I would have been like, hell yeah. And I'm going to make sure this guy is never allowed to fly anybody else again.
It's a different country, so the rules are different over there. You can't really sue the pants off of somebody and retire on it. There's no ambulance chasing over there. It's very very tight. You can recoup what you lost.
What if they renamed it Gursky Mountain or
something?
Yeah. Like that would have been cool.
Now, I did also hear you say that when I asked if you would do this again, you said that you hadn't ruled it out yet. I kind of agree with that. It's almost like you have to do it now. It's like you have to accomplish it.
Yeah. My wife, I had a video of her flight, and I was looking at that, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I'm like, I really, really need to do that. She said it was like effortless, like you were just flying. So it was cool.
Now, what else have you done? I heard you say you've been zip lining. What other crazy stuff are you kids doing?
We've hot air ballooned. For my 40th birthday, I went skydiving. Yeah, it's every so often we do something crazy, and this one just caught up to me, I guess.
We should send you in Spanish over to that fake skydiving place over there in Brandon.
The indoor skydiving
place.
Well, at the end of the video, he put base jumping tomorrow with a question mark.
Well, look, I'm glad that you walk away with a broken wrist and a great story.
Yeah, I'm alive to tell it now. So,
what's the weirdest media outlet you've talked to so far?
I just did a FaceTime with Germany this morning, and he's dropping F-bombs and all sorts of stuff, and I'm like,
really? You're allowed to do that? See, as a guest, I would go on other shows and just assume I can do that. I would be like, I'm a guest.
Hey, I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
They'd be bleeping me out, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm glad you're alive, and where do you live at? You live in Northport?
I'm in Northport. I work up in Sarasota at the Porsche dealership.
Now, which one? I think I got, is that where I got my Porsche, do you know?
Suncoast?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought my Panamera.
I'm a parts manager at the Suncoast Porsche.
Oh, well, listen, I hopefully that if you do this again, you got to let us know, because now you're on death watch. I might pick you up in our death pool next time.
For a local pick?
Yeah, he's just too adventurous. Something's got to happen. You can tell me you're going to a glacier or something, I'm taking you in the local pick for sure. Well, follow me on Twitter. It's Mr. Mike Calta. This way, for your future adventures, you could send it to me and I'll know about it.
Cool, definitely.
Hey, pal, glad you're okay, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
All right, see you, pal. There you go. Chris Gursky, the guy who walked away from a hang gliding accident. Not too many people can say that.
Let me point this out to you. I watched a thing where they had a fitness expo, and they said, if you can hang from this bar for 100 seconds, we'll give you $100.
No.
People weren't able to do it. He hung in air on a hang glider for 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Okay, listen to me. If you tell me hang from this bar and I'll give you $100, I'm gonna fall. If you say hang from this bar or the lion is gonna get you, I'm hanging as long as I can.
Yeah, you're gonna go an extra 10 seconds. Right. but that's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. That is amazing.
While your biceps tearing.
That's your will to live, man.
Yeah, 100%.
I told you, right? 30 seconds into it, I would have been like, all right. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
I would have done the same as you, where that looks like at the very beginning, it truly looks in the video like he's only like 10, 15 feet above there.
Yeah.
And I would have just let go. I'm like, oh, no, that was way farther than I thought.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So right out of the gate, they leave off the side of a hill. So when they're elevated, it looks like he could just reach down and land, and it's not. He's extremely high, because the first thing he does is go over that house, and he's way above that house.
Yeah.
Who do you think could hang the longest in the room?
I looked around to see if there was something that we could hold on to.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Spanish. One, because he's been working out. Two, because he's smaller and lighter and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know that I can't hang very long.
We planked one time.
If I can touch the ground, I can hang forever. that's pretty
not
good.
Hanging.
No, what?
On your tippy toes?
I'm going to go right now in this room. I'm going to say Spanish, then Carmen, then, I don't know, out of us three.
Oh, me for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
I know, find some for us to hang on. I'll do it.
Listen, green beans, I'm not even challenging on this one because I know that I can't hang very long.
I love that we just ripped the structure out of the ceiling while I was trying to hang on.
I feel like they had that contest in elementary school.
Yeah, the president's fitness test, right?
Yeah, I did good on it, if I recall.
Is that really a fitness test? Who can hang the longest?
Yeah, because you either had to do pull-ups or hang for a certain amount of time to place, and I couldn't do pull-ups. See, I had to hang.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the hanging champion of glutes. I'll hang longer than anybody.
And because it's a good fitness test, because if you're heavy or bigger and your muscles aren't strong enough to hold you, then that's, you know, your ratio is off.
If I could get the bar into my armpit.
Well, that's just
no. I'm saying if I'm on the hang glider,
right?
I can just get my arm around and lock it on the bottom. I'm fine.
Listen, I'm not even joking. The way if you show the video, Joey, I would have put my hand through the strap where his groin was and said, "Hey, listen, dude, sorry, but this is
happening." Can you hang longer than me?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say, put your money where your mouth is. We'll hang off the windowsill.
Oh, my God. That
Let's
is
rip
terrifying.
Out these ceiling tiles.
Try to hold
that
the frame.
That light's in there. That's sturdy. Mm-hmm. Hang on that.
No.
Pulled the ceiling.
Oh.
I don't know.
Let's go down to the park. Or is there a pull-up bar somewhere?
Is there an elementary school down here?
There's a bunch downtown St. Pete. They have that, Vinoy Park, or is it Vinoy?
I don't know.
Over near there, where they have all the stuff set
the
up.
The circuit thing,
workout outside.
You guys go on me there.
All right.
I'll go there right after Eddie V's.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so good.
Really. Why go hang where you just go eat?
Yeah, let's go.
Who could eat the most soup in one sitting?
Galvin has a brand new open letter. I'll take a quick break, and we will do that next. The
Mike Calvin. Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.